The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 16th chapter. Then Jesus said to the disciples, "There was a rich man who had a manager, and charges were brought to him that this man was squandering his property. So he summoned him and said to him, 'What is this that I hear about you? Give me an accounting of your management, because you cannot be my manager any longer.' Then the manager said to himself, 'What will I do now that the master is taking the position away from me? I am not strong enough to dig. I am ashamed to beg. I have decided what to do so that when I am dismissed as a manager, people may welcome me into their homes.' So summoning his master's debtors one by one, he asked the first, 'How much do you owe the master?' He answered, 100 jugs of olive oil. He said to him, 'Take your bill, sit down quickly, make it 50. Then he asked another, 'And how much do you owe?' He replied, 100 containers of wheat. He said to him, 'Take your bill and make it 80. And his master commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly. For the children of this age are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light. And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of dishonest wealth, so that when it is gone, they may welcome you into the eternal homes. Whoever is faithful in a very little is faithful also in much. And whoever is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much. If then you have not been faithful with the dishonest wealth, who will entrust to you the true riches? And if you have not been faithful with what belongs to another, who will give you what is your own? No slave can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth." The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to cut to the chase this morning. This is an awkward gospel. I've been studying the Bible for lots and lots of years, as have most of you. And I've heard all sorts of interpretations of this text. And it certainly seems that Jesus sort of lifts up shrewdness and dishonesty. And that doesn't seem to make sense. But here's the thing. As Lutherans, we believe Scripture interprets Scripture. So you can't take this parable, lift it out all by itself, and say, "See? Jesus is weird." Well, you can say Jesus is weird, but in a different way. The interpretation, I think, that many of us grew up with is that in this parable, the rich man is God. And as he deals with his manager, God rewards this shrewdness, this dishonesty. But if you look at the whole Gospel of Luke, you see kind of a different story. In the Gospel of Luke, who gets lifted up? Who gets sent away empty? In the Gospel of Luke, the poor are the lifted up. The rich are sent away empty. And this parable reminds me of Ecclesiastes. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. You see, think about all the trouble that manager went through to try and please everybody. He knew he was going to get fired, okay? He was managing a rich person's wealth. But the rich person had a lot of creditors. And if he was going to go bang on their doors and demand full payment, then once he did get fired, which he was going to do, there wouldn't be anybody in town around to invite him to dinner afterward. This plays like a soap opera. And so he figures, I'm going to be shrewd. I'm going to get the rich man some of his money back, but I'm also going to make it look like everybody else is getting a really good discount. I can play this. I can play both sides. And what Jesus is saying, I believe. Stop and think about all the things that we do, that the world does for money and for favor with other people. For popularity, for earthly goods. Think about all the hoops that have been jumped through for money and popularity. And Jesus says, that's not my kingdom. If you can put so much energy into those things, imagine what you could do if you put that energy into my things. If you put that energy into sharing the love of Jesus. If you put that energy into loving the unlovable. If you put that energy into what Cindy referred to again as the 64% of Knox County that claims no religious affiliation. Imagine. Jesus says, can you be a little creative with sharing the good news? And the answer is, by the power of God and the Holy Spirit, yes, we can. I almost don't have to preach because Cindy's message was so on point. I'm Facebook friends with a young adult who's a member of a former congregation. He's now a band director. I remember when he used to fill out his sermon notes, and at the bottom, I had this open question. I'd say, what questions do you have about God and the universe? And he had such good questions. I'd be looking forward to Monday morning, coming into the office, like, what's Jake going to ask me this week? I thought maybe he'd be a pastor someday. He was always thinking deep spiritual, theological questions. He was actually part of the ELCA Young Adults and Global Mission. He served in Mexico for a year. He announced on Facebook this morning that he's done with institutional religion. He says, I just can't find a church that does what Jesus says. And of course, all our churches are human. We're made up of sinners who are also saints by the redemption of our God. But my heart breaks. Can we share the good news in such a way that outsiders will look in and go, those people follow Jesus? Well, I believe we can, and I believe we do. We had a great meeting Tuesday night. Some of you know or wondering about how we're doing this, but we've dissolved the Christian Ed Committee. We've dissolved the Youth Activities Committee. We don't have a lot of children. We had more grown-ups making decisions about what kids would be doing than we had kids doing it. And we reformed what we call a faith formation team. And we had a young adult sitting with us Tuesday night when we met. And we were talking about the things the church has lost, talking about things the church is doing that's exciting. And we asked the young adult straight out, why aren't we connecting with your generation? And she said, judgmentalism. Judgmentalism. We got to talking about some other things, and we came back to it. And I said, what if there was a safe space where you could ask questions about spirituality and religion and faith and stuff that was safe, that nobody would be judged, that everybody would speak and say, the way I see it from my perspective. But I recognize where you're coming from. I may not understand it, but... And she said, yes, I would so be there. And I said, and then we'll add pizza too. And she said, yes, I'll bring friends. And so starting on October 8th, we're going to have a young adult night. And it's going to be a safe place where young adults can come together and ask their spiritual questions and wrestle with their faith formation and get to know other people who also don't have all the answers but are willing to wrestle. I can only think that's something the Holy Spirit's pushing us into. And the Episcopal Church across town is also joining in with us. This will be a joint venture to show people we play well with others. Christians can do that. As Cindy mentioned, we're going to start some new things up in the parish hall. We'll invite you all over this morning so we can explain what that is. But young people and old people and people who've studied the Bible a lot and people who haven't studied the Bible at all, you're welcome. Because I think God wants to do a new thing in us. And I think it is God that drew our attention toward that 64%. By the way, of the 100% of Knox County, only 8% is still Swedish. I wouldn't have thought that. But the truth of the matter is, of the 100%, God wants us to know that we are loved. God wants us to know the mercy, the grace, and the peace won for us through Jesus Christ. And God wants us, maybe not to be a shrewd salesman, but to be ambassadors. To serve and share the good news. May the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.